looked like 100 guns held on me, hunkered by the shed, a Detroit general and company. A calling boy, come out, we have you jailed. Beside the buckshot door, I stood still, wondering how the hell the bastards found me in those hills, and clinging to a letter that I wished I'd mailed. Oh, rest easy, had a lie. I'm bringing down the pain across this flooded county line.
All right, I'll get more into this in future broadcasts. I want to hit this now, though. This is finally breaking. Surrogacy is the modern slavery. It's one thing if a couple can't have kids and they get together and they hire a woman to have a kid, okay? But it's totally different when you allow foreigners, as China mainly doing this, to come here and pay a woman to have a baby, and then immediately it's given birthright citizenship, and then you take the kid back to China or keep it here. They're doing that, and sign them up for all this welfare. But that's only one problem. They are signing them up on Chinese websites that you can marry these kids, I guess, in China at 15, that they're going to raise these kids, take them back to China, you keep them like a pet, and then you marry them. So you pay a woman to have a surrogate, and you pick the sperm of the guy you want. A lot of times it's not even yours. A supermodel, they're hiring models and stuff, has the kid, if it's for sex, I guess, and they're mainly ordering little girls, and then they ship them back. And in some cases, they're doing it because they want an organ donor, because if you send your sperm over to the U.S., they get a woman artificially inseminated. She has the baby. She signs over the rights, because a lot of times a surrogate's actually the mom. It's her eggs. And then now you've got a baby you can kill and take its organs for yourself when you need them. I mean, you can't make this up. Even mainstream media is reporting on it. The wealthy Chinese buying babies and American citizenship, sometimes up to 100 plus babies per person. The Chinese billionaires having dozens of U.S.-born babies via surrogate. The billionaires and the babies, China's elite seek U.S. surrogates. Remember, over 50 million girls were killed under the one-child policy, so they also have a deficit of girls. But it's almost exclusively girls that they're shipping in and doing this with. So we need to focus on this. This is a big deal. This needs to be made illegal. Trump's in front of the Supreme Court right now to end birthright citizenship. It definitely should be ended for people with surrogacy. You're like, you know, you're not ordering a Venus flytrap online, or you're not ordering a oak tree for your backyard, or, you know, a sapling or a pecan tree. You're ordering a baby. And under the corporate rules, you own it, you control it, and it's going to communist China, a black hole of evil. This fellow does a good job breaking it down. This is a Don Keith. There it is.
So this has got to be one of the most shocking stories I've ever heard. But it turns out the most powerful elites from our main foreign adversary, China, are basically ordering American babies like their spring rolls from Panda Express. The Wall Street Journal recently reported that Chinese billionaires are using California's relaxed surrogacy laws to have dozens, even hundreds, of American children without ever stepping foot in the United States. One of the Chinese billionaires they profiled, Zhu Bo, openly admitted to having over 100 children through American surrogates. He just sent over his genetic material, and within a year, he got back a baby with the full rights and privileges of American citizenship. Another prominent Chinese executive hired U.S. models as egg donors to produce at least 10 baby girls with the stated intention of eventually marrying them off to other powerful businessmen. And some of these babies are sent back to China immediately. Others stay here to be raised by nannies. And there's now an entire American industry built around this. So obviously a bit disturbing, also ripe for human trafficking, child exploitation and abuse, but it's also probably a national security issue, right? I mean, even putting aside the prospect of literally creating a Manchurian candidate, it doesn't take a whole lot of imagination to see how the system can be exploited by some horrible people and America's worst enemies.
Dead on. But I know when we post this on X later in Rumble, it'll be, why are you covering up for the Jews? Because we can only talk about Jews. We can't talk about China farming babies in America for sex slavery and organ harvesting. Well, guess what? I'm going to keep covering it.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. And this little piggy burned down the New World Order. Let me see your war face, Schumer. Let me see your war face, Obama. Let me see your war face. Because what you're seeing from Trump and what you're seeing from people all over the world is our war face. And it's not just a face. It reflects the internal eruption. So good luck. But I commit myself into the hands of God. And I pray on the altar of God that I be given the discernment and the will and the strength and the support to remove the chains from humanity. So let's never forget the business that we are about and the time in which we live. They want to break our will. Don't just survive and persevere and not let them break your will. Instead, take the weight of their assault and use it as a tool to strengthen every fiber of your psyche, your soul, and who you are. And pledge with me, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny that has attacked the mind of man. And pledge, as he pledged 250 years ago, the great architect of our republic, Thomas Jefferson, I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Make that pledge and feel the universe open up. Step into the space-time continuum and realize we're sharing that same moment with Thomas Jefferson now. There is no past, there is no present, there is no future. There is only one endless, timeless moment. And absorb the void, and you will be there staring back at God.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of s***.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today. Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
We'll be right back.
high-level CIA operative Patrick Byrne is going to break huge news coming up at the bottom of the hour about high-level Venezuelan communist penetration of the White House at the highest level. This is very dangerous information. He's got the receipts and more. That's coming up. We're going to put that on X right now as a live show feed headline so people know about that. Now, again, breaking global exclusive. Former CIA operative Patrick Byrne to expose the Venezuelan communist government's high-level penetration of the White House at the highest levels. This is massive information coming up very soon here in the next 20, 30 minutes. So stay with us and share the live feeds at Infowars.com/show. Band up video on Rumble, the Alex Jones channel. Real Alex Jones on X. Do it right now. You want to take on the deep state? You want to take out their operations? He's already exposed the Clintons. He's already released so many documents. General Flynn confirmed multi-decades at the CIA. We got good guys inside exposing it. You saw the CIA a month ago tell the Fox host and others, indeed, the Democrats are planning a violent revolution, an overthrow. They're planning a false flag. We've got a lot of good people now in the government that are going against the bad guys in the government. There is a civil war in the government right now. Now, let's get to Candace Owens. Paul Watson, our reporter, basically discovered Candace Owens, did big interviews with her. She blew up. She was a Democrat. She was a liberal. She was putting out a website to dox conservatives. The left was harassing her and terrorizing her, acting like it was white supremacists to manipulate her. She found out about it. She woke up, and she became a conservative. We had her here one of her first big interviews. I think she's done a great job over the years. I have nothing against Candace Owens. But in the last two and a half weeks or so, something happened that is a clear moral line for me. And that was, she was putting out these stories about Egyptian planes. So we went out and got the data and actually had airline experts check it. It wasn't accurate. She's basically partially had to admit that. But I said, okay, well, you know, she's going to publish her proof later. That's fine. Then she said there was this Fort Huachuca meeting where you got a congressman and the head of TPUSA security. And then later the guy saying this says Erica Kirk. And I was like, did you go check where they were? Well, you go to C-SPAN, there's the congressman at 11 a.m. That's 8 a.m. when the meeting's supposed to be happening in Fort Huachuca, Arizona time. We put it out, and her people come out and say, oh, here he is on C-SPAN at 2:45. And he wasn't on the, you know, he didn't do the roll call till a few hours. He's on the video. He was there. And now they've had to admit that. And then they've had to admit that the head of TPUSA security was on an airplane then out of Dallas. And it goes on and on. So I was simply saying a week and a half ago to Candace, I think you're a good person. This Mitch Snow guy, we've already pulled up his background. He's super bad. This is going to come out very soon. You just met with Erica Kirk a few days before then in Nashville on that Monday. What are you doing? You okay? Look, Kash Patel, I broke on September 16th from my White House sources in the cabinet meeting, was yelling at Tulsi Gabbard saying, do not get involved in my intelligence. I don't want to hear about foreign involvement. I want to hear about accomplices. And a month later, came out in the news, I was told you the truth. Of course, that was real. And the White House sources told me because they said, we're scared. We're giving it to you. It's not like I'm special. I'm just crazy enough to put this stuff out. Just like Patrick Byrne. So that's what happened here. And so I'm not saying don't investigate. I'm not saying I buy the official story. I've been saying day one, I think it's fishy. But you can't then say Fort Huachuca and all this. And Candace does this thing, too. We've got the compilations, if she wants to go there. Where I never said TPUSA was involved. I never said they're involved. And we have dozens of clips of them basically saying it, then saying they didn't say it. Or saying, I never said the U.S. military was involved. It's the French, it's the Israelis, it's the Egyptians, it's the TPUSA security. It's all these groups. That's not how these operations work when they do happen. Super compartmentalized. And we're going to believe in a secure skiff at Fort Huachuca. This guy just gets in there, and here's the 12 colonels and all of them, and he sees all these people and remembers more people. And then Candace last week said, oh, this guy at Daily Wire, did you see him? He goes, I did see him too. So she just sends him pictures. Was he here? Oh, he was there too. So it's not a defense of Daily Wire. It's a Mossad operation. We've exposed him. The point is these groups fight with each other. I believe we're all part of the same deep state trying to create a clash. I don't know if she's being handled or if she's part of it. She's married to this British lord and all this other stuff. She's boosted on YouTube. I'm banned on there. I never worked for the Mossad operation Daily Wire. They're all accusing me because Laura Limmer was on the show and I talked to her on the phone and then she said, oh, she told me to go after her. No, I remember that conversation. She was telling me they were like, work for Qatar. I didn't agree with her. I was trying to convince her it wasn't the case. I said, maybe British intelligence, not Tucker, but her. So they use that and say, oh, look, he got the call. His handler's Laura Loomer. Give me a break. No, more like the Easter Bunny. So that's what they throw at me when I do this. And now I saw a bunch of her surrogates, a bunch of her ring race, a bunch of her priesthood saying, hey, Alex, we don't care if she's accurate. We're taking down TPUSA. And I know the inside baseball from Charlie, all the stuff they've got haven't released yet, that they brought her 2 Mondays ago and said, you want this out? What Charlie really thought about you? And how it was on the website, you weren't part of it 2 years ago? And how you're milking this and all this other stuff? And so they brought her this stuff, and they brought her the where people were and all the rest of it. And she's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And then 2 days later has this guy on who they're releasing all his records, his real name, his family, his kids are coming on, adults that are Army veterans. I mean, this is going to be devastating, ladies and gentlemen. And I tried to get Candace not to go there. Because my listeners, everybody's like, whoa, Fort Huachuca, the plan to kill. I said, that doesn't make sense. It's none of those things happen. I said, let me go look. So then we start checking, and here's everybody's, oh, here's their plane tickets. Here's their stubs. Here's their info. Here they are on C-SPAN. And so I'm like, oh, well, Candace must be being misled by this guy. Hey, watch out, Candace. They go, ooh, that's a threat. No, I'm a straight talker. Watch out, you're being set up. So there's a concerted effort all over the place to take down TPUSA. It's got 2.5 million people registered to vote in the last election. They are totally pissed off at it. It doesn't mean it's above reproach. Doesn't mean it should be investigated. Doesn't mean I don't have some issues with them. But I will not sit there. I noticed Candace's camp followers are like, you'll be discredited. We'll come after you. We'll do this and that. You're unpopular doing this. I don't give a rat's ass. I've never done something because I believe it'll make me popular. I'd have taken the money from the globalists decades ago if I was to do that. You got the wrong guy. Yeah, look at Candace. France, Israeli, Australia, The Daily Wire, PragerU, Turning Point, you say Alex Jones, Christian influencers, entire mainstream media, AIPAC, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Big Pharma in Hollywood, versus you. Yeah, right. You position yourself perfectly to always be the victim. How about MI6? How about your husband? How about Keir Starmer waging war against Trump and Elon Musk? How are they doing? No, you changed the subject. You said there was a meeting at Fort Huachuca with all these people that have been proven to be somewhere else. What about the congressman from Nevada? Amadi. Not even involved in all this. Does he know these people? And he's in there, you just made him this. We're like, hey, this isn't right. He's on C-SPAN. He's voting. And you're like, oh, the whole world against you. Well, you're the one out there claiming you know how it all works. And then she says, and her people say, I never really said the military was involved. I never said this meeting was about killing him. What the hell? That's what you've all said. So just stop lying to us. Stop talking to us like we're like this. The Democrats said they were going to kill him. They said they were going to kill him beforehand. They celebrated killing him. They had a guy up front saying, oh, I shot him as a diversion so the guy could get away. You have the shooter wearing his trans tie and looking all excited and proud of himself when he's in the hearing. I'm not saying he didn't have help. I'm not saying there can be other shooters. Because Cash Patel's covering up, I don't know what that is. But just because it's a cover-up doesn't mean you can then say, Fort Huachuca, and I saw Candace Owens there. It's the same level of lunacy here. So here she is saying she just can't see how it is in the U.S. military now because this guy told her so. We're like, watch out, watch out. We were being nice back then. And now everybody in the world's against her. That's right. Her against the world. And then we'll go to Ryan Matta, who does this anti-human trafficking. Had him on as a guest, been nice to him. Says all this mean stuff, says things about me that aren't true. I talked about this yesterday because I've seen a bunch of them doing this. They're like, oh, yeah, that's not true. He's like, hey, we don't care if she's wrong. We're sick of TPUSA. This is their standard thing. Like, in justifies the means. So here's the clip of him saying that. And then, again, them running around all trying to deny these alibis. Now the alibi's been proven. Oh, well, we don't care. Oh, you know, this guy just said that. She was vetting it. She wasn't sure. No, she said she was sure over and over again. Here's a clip of her.
Well, what I'm about to tell you guys today is going to positively blow your minds. I just cannot see how this would lead to anything other than a full confession from the government about the military's involvement in his assassination. But I'm just going to deliver the facts and see where they land. There are sort of smoking guns in this that are missing, right? It's one thing to point out all the lies, but we need to also have solid concrete proof of something that took place that was out of the ordinary in the days leading up, maybe, I don't know, a planning session. Well, I got back home after this very intentional prayer, and don't tell me why. I don't know what came over me, but maybe it was this intentional prayer. The person that I spoke with, his name is or was Harry, and he told me a story which I have since fact-checked various elements, the elements that I could fact-check, and it's legit. This is a legit story that I'm about to share with you, and I want to say before I relay it that the descriptions of the people are based off of his own memory, but the facts pertaining to where he was, whether he was where he says he was, for the reasons that he says that he was there, he is being honest, okay? I can tell you that he's being 100% honest. Now, he says to me, communicated this to me very clearly, because I know how these meetings work. These are the meetings that are had ahead of an operation. Like when an operation is being confirmed, you have these final meetings and they involve all the higher ups, and you are trying to do this in a very isolated location where, you know, people are not going to accidentally happen upon you because they've got something to say about what happened 35 years ago. And he happens to walk in at the exact time that they are concluding a meeting. And he is kind of even more impressed because he sees about 12 lieutenant colonels. And then he sees three men walk out, and he said, certain that the person that is with him is Brian Harpel. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's about to get even more interesting. So, and again, I'm going to say allegedly because I wasn't there, but I have spoken to this guy, and I very much trust what he is saying. I think he is very credible. Okay.
Harry. Well, three names on her show? Oh, we know his note. We know his real name is coming out today. None of those. We have the records, all of it. We're going to let other folks that broke that break it. But, again, you heard her. Oh, I don't see any way the U.S. military isn't now complicitly involved. Oh, we didn't say that. We never said that. Just asking questions. Why would you do something like this, knowing it's going to discredit an investigation of the real help that Tulsi Gabbard said a foreign government was involved in? They had evidence. That's been killed by Patel. That's what we need to be focusing on. That's the head of the Office of National Intelligence. Instead, she said this, you know, she believes this is all good. Then she has him on days later, and he says, oh, by the way, Erica Kirk was there too. And then Candace says, oh, well, here's another person. Was he there? Oh, he was there too. Well, I guess, and I'm supposed to sit here and take this and, like, sign on to say, well, whatever she says, you know, A-OK. And the planes thing, 66% of the time, the planes weren't even on this continent, she said they were. Oh, but she's going to publish all the proof soon. She'll have a special website. Well, I'm not going to hold my breath, Cupcake. So you're under a spotlight now. Because if you actually watch her show, all it does is undermine Trump. And you got this whole constellation of people claiming they're patriots. And all they do is attack. They never talk about the left or the globalists or any of this. And her show now is loved by the left, boosted by YouTube, boosted by the media, boosted by it all. So let's go to Ryan Matta. You want an example? There's many of these. Go ahead and challenge me, folks. I'll play more tomorrow. Saying, hey, we don't care whether it's right or not. We're going with it. These guys said, they're all the same talking points. Like last week, they said, Alex, you're tone deaf. People don't, you're not reading the room. They don't like what you're saying. This is unpopular. You think I give a damn what's popular? I set the trends. I don't follow them. I lost 170 radio stations, some of them the biggest in the biggest cities, after 9/11 for pointing out there were bombs in the building, having firefighters and police on. You think I give a rat's ass? You think I care about you, little people? Yeah. No. You're bottom feeders. And so you just spew your Mossad crap and all that BS and Laura Loomer joining in to hijack it and say, like, she's telling what to say. It's very suspect right there. Absolutely ridiculous. She was sending me messages after she was a guest on about a coup at the Pentagon plan, about, oh, Tucker's Qatari and all this. So I called her and said, what's the proof? Had a discussion with her. That turns into I'm working for her. That's all you got. No, don't change the subject from, oh, he was at Fort Huachuca, you claim in some letter you sent, to all these people are there. I could go to a Walmart parking lot tonight and say I saw Santa Claus screwing reindeer. If I don't have video or proof, it didn't happen. And I'm like, hey, I got metadata. I was at the Walmart parking lot in North Austin today. And you're like, you said you saw Santa Claus screwing reindeer. Or you saw the Easter Bunny playing an organ. It isn't that I can prove I went to Walmart parking lot. Show me the Easter Bunny screwing Santa Claus. Got it? Yeah, don't change the subjects here. You said a bunch of innocent people were at this base, and they've all got proof, alibis, and now you want to change the subject. Oh, he was in Fort Huachuca. You suppose now he's got four names. Go to Ryan Madden.
Alex Jones is crashing out so hard right now. It's kind of hard to wrap your head around. Like, I tried to warn him that he's just not reading the room. And by reading the room, I mean you just don't understand, right? After everything that we've learned about MKUltra, everything we learned about Operation Fast and the Furious, everything we learned about Obama drone striking American citizens on foreign soil without a warrant, I mean, the list goes on and on. The JFK, the MLK, the RFK assassination. You attacking Candace Owens, the only person asking questions, even if they're wrong, even if she has a bad theory, what the fuck does it matter, Alex? You don't have better shit to cover. You don't have anything else to talk about. Like, you're the one who started this war. You're the one who started all of this nonsense. And, like, nobody cares about whatever the fuck you're presenting, right? We don't. Honestly, I don't. Anyways, I want questions answered.
All right, that's good. Let's stop there. So, because we've been lied to in the past, and there's a cash show cover-up, which I first exposed, that's a real dangerous thing to do, then we're supposed to believe whatever she says and blaming innocent people and discrediting the whole thing. And I started the war. I wouldn't investigate these incredible claims. Was it really this Fort Huachuca? Was this really all this stuff? And it wasn't true. And so I'm supposed to just, well, we don't trust the system, so we'll just believe whatever a talk show host says. That is the most immoral, morally bankrupt garbage you could ever see. It's crazy. You did this. I nicely questioned the planes. I'm a demon. I said, you better watch out. This guy's a kook on this Huachuca thing. Oh, you're working for the Mossad. And now you've got, no one cares. You're saying, oh, you're discredited. Oh, no one cares. Yeah, let's see where we are in a couple years here, bro. About a dollar for every time I was told I was finished, I'd be a trillionaire. You're a fool. So just feel your hand. Enjoy yourself. Now, Patrick Byrne's going to break real, bona fide, massive intel. This isn't vagaries. This isn't hyperbole. This isn't made up Fort Huachuca crap. This is the receipts on massive Venezuelan penetration of the White House at the highest levels. And this is dangerous. When the White House source called me and I checked with another, they said, yeah, we got Patel came to the meeting. Here's who there. They ordered it all shut down, foreign involvement and domestic. And I said, well, why are you giving this to me? Well, you know why. We're giving it to you, man. This is dangerous. We can't do it. We were there. I did it. It was all true. Don't you tell me about how you're the, you know, out there and you're the, and then you sit there and discredit the whole thing. Now, how many of you are global stoppers? I don't know, but there's definitely people feeding this. And I gave Candace a chance to realize she's being set up, but she doubled down. So now she's an accomplice to it. And when we come back before Patrick Byrne comes on, I'm going to play a clip from Apocalypse Now based on real interviews with folks involved in these groups on how a real assassination is planned versus what you see from this garbage. I'm going to say this right now. We have survived and battled the federal and state courts, the Democratic Party, the whole nine yards. And we have great products, and I appreciate all your support. But 70%+ of the money that comes in is the legal cost. If we didn't have those battles going, we'd be 24 hours a day, as I've always planned, and totally kicking ass. But it's part of the cost of the fight in this information war, and I appreciate you keeping us here. But with everything going on, we've got about a $300,000 underage right now and need to have the money for payroll and bandwidth and all the things we're doing. This is, and it's not a Chicken Little thing or the sky's falling or boy, you're crying wolf. You've seen the attacks. You've seen the news. You've seen us battling. You know, God, you know, pulls us out right at the last minute. And I know we're going to get massive support of the successful shutting this down. People are going to be, whoa. But regardless, the products are insane. But at InfoWarsStore.com, with the bankruptcy and the receiver, they don't let us get a lot of new product, all that. We have the collectible limited edition, Save InfoWars, posters. We have a chance at an auction next month with the state. If they don't let it be a real auction, the good guys can't buy InfoWars, we'll be shut down. And I just want to fight to the end, and whatever happens, happens. But we have the collectible posters for $25, unsigned, $100 signed. That's a lot of money, I know. The point is, it's a fundraiser. You're opting in to do that. It's beautiful posters, three of them. But if you want to just give a straight donation, on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com, you can just give a straight donation. The credit card fees are like 4% for us, and then we get 96% of the money to actually run the operation. So we're winning in court. We're having a lot of big effects. I'm not going to spend hours explaining it all to you, but we're down to the last round here right now, and we need the funds. And you know the show delivers the truth. It has a major effect. We influence the White House, creating a lot of good stuff happening. It's a valuable thing in the info war to keep on air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm asking you humbly for a straight donation, $5, $50, $100. Give a straight donation if you want. Or if you want one of the posters, signed or unsigned, as a memento that you stood up for the Republic at a key time. We got a little bit of the fish oil back in, a little bit of the bodies back in. That's selling out quickly. The receiver let us do that. But none of this goes to the plaintiffs. None of this goes to the bad guys. It's literally in the red right now, okay, with what we got projected in the next month. I need the funds now. Please make a donation. This is the critical time. TheAlexJonesShore.com is not owned by me. If InfoWars gets shut down, that's our sponsor for the new network. That's already been built, but it's also funding InfoWars, and there's not enough coming in. So you can support either way. TheAlexJonesShore.com, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish CMOS, the bovine colostrum, all the t-shirts, that's great. But if you want to straight up support, know it all goes to it, make a donation or get one of the posters at InfoWarsStore.com. It's up to you. Please take action now.
Wake up in a world trying to drain your light. Screens got you numb, keep you foggy at night. They want you tired. A blade when the system plays games. From the gym to the grind to the war for your mind is a lot. Nah, this is designed. Ultimate power. Feel it surge in your veins. Locked in focus, laser brain. Breaking out the chains. Ultimate power. Energy on command. From the electron to store. Come now, take a stand.
We have something even better than Turbo Force, filled with incredible ingredients, ladies and gentlemen. Ultimate Power ignites mental clarity and focus, clean, sustained energy, enhanced blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. Ultimate Power at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so finishing up with Candace Owens, and then I'm going to shift gears to Patrick Byrne. Huge breaking news on multiple fronts. Venezuela attempting to penetrate the White House. Major payments in. Who's being looked at? This is some really big news here, ladies and gentlemen. It ties into the election fraud, all the rest of it, the money laundering, the Democratic Party. But, again, when I heard 2 weeks ago about this Mitch Snow guy, fake name, all these aliases, and then we found out his real name, we're looking at his record, it was really bad. Again, they show up in Fort Huachuca, this guy just goes into a classified skiff, gets in without a swiper, 12 lieutenant colonels, head of TPUSA, a congressman. Later, he remembers Erica Kirk's there once he's on with Candace trying to show off. Meanwhile, they all have alibis where they were, like on C-SPAN, voting on TV, you know, on planes with their kids in another state. All this is going on. And just from reading history and Fletcher Prouty's books, who ran these operations and, you know, the rest of it, I know that when the military has been ordered by a Senate committee backed by the president to actually kill a citizen for national security because they're an agent, and this isn't even done much these days because the signals and things they get caught. It is not a big committee meeting. They don't have 50 people in the room. And so making Apocalypse Now, I've watched the making of it. Millis, the genius, wrote it. They went and did years of interviews with people that did this stuff and Operation Phoenix, the rest of it in Vietnam, and then merged it with fiction, Heart of Darkness, to be able to make this movie. And this is exactly how they would bring in an army officer to go do an assassination of a U.S. citizen. And you don't have 50 people in all this in a meeting planning stuff the day before. It was just preposterous to begin with. And then as we learn more, it unfolded to be absolute pure crap. People say, well, so what? TVUSA's bad, we say, because this whole campaign against them. So let's just go ahead and go with this. People don't care. Like you saw Ryan Madison. They don't care. It's wrong. They don't care if it's not true. Okay? They're bad. We don't. The government's done bad things. So anybody we want to call bad, including a congressman that doesn't even know these people, it's okay. That is extremely sociopathic. But it shows the arrogance of these people on power trips that they believe they can do whatever they want. And you got to ask, wow, where do they get that confidence from? They want to say everybody else is working for Mossad or the deep state. Well, I know I'm not. Then I want to ask them, what are you really doing? So here's a clip from Apocalypse Now. Early on in the movie, the assassin, this army captain, goes in to meet with the head of the war, the equivalent of Westmoreland. Again, this is fiction, but based on history, composite. And this is how you would actually have the meeting and then you know, decide the mission. This is actually how it's done. Here it is.
Good. Come on in.
Thank you, sir.
Stand at ease.
Yeah.
Trust me?
No, thank you, sir.
Captain, have you ever seen this gentleman before?
No, sir.
Met the general or myself?
No, sir. Not personally.
You worked a lot on your own, haven't you, Captain?
Yes, sir, I have.
Your report specifies intelligence, counterintelligence with ComSec I Corps.
I'm not presently disposed to discuss those operations, sir.
Did you not work for the CIA and I Corps?
No, sir.
Did you not assassinate a government tax collector, Quan Tri Province, June 18, 1968? Captain?
Sir, I'm unaware of any such activity or operation. Nor would I be disposed to discuss such an operation if it did in fact exist, sir.
I thought we'd have a bite of lunch while we talk. I hope you brought a good appetite, Captain. I noticed that you have a bad hand there. Are you wounded?
Had a little fishing accident on R&R, sir.
Fishing on R&R?
Yes, sir.
But you're feeling fit. You're ready for duty.
Well, yes, General. Very much so, sir.
Well, let's see what we have here. Roast beef, and usually it's not bad. Try some, Jerry, and pass it around. Save a little time. We might pass both ways. Captain, I don't know how you feel about this shrimp, but if you eat it, you'll never have to prove your courage in any other way. Why don't I just take a piece here?
Captain, you've heard of Colonel Walter E. Kurtz?
Yes, sir, I've heard the name.
Jesus. Operations officer, 5th Special Forces.
Luke, would you play that tape with the captain, please?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Listen to this carefully, Captain.
October 9, 0430 hours, Sector Peter Victor King.
These are monitored out of Cambodia. This has been verified as Colonel Kurtz's voice.
I watched a snail crawl along the edge. A straight razor. That's my dream. It's my nightmare. Crawling, slithering along the edge of a straight razor and surviving.
Transmission 11, received 68, December 30, 0500 hours. Sector King, Zulu King.
But we must kill them. We must incinerate them. Pig after pig. Cow after cow. Village after village. army after army, and they call me an assassin. What do you call it when the assassins accuse the assassin? They lie. They lie, and we have to be merciful for those who lie. Those nabobs. I hate them. I do hate them.
Walt Kurtz was one of the most outstanding officers this country's ever produced. He was brilliant. He was outstanding in every way. And he was a good man, too. A humanitarian man. A man of wit and humor. He joined the Special Forces. And after that, his ideas, methods, became unsound. Unsound.
Now he's crossed into Cambodia with this mountaineered army of his that worship the man like a god and follow every order, however ridiculous.
Well, I have some other shocking news to tell you. Colonel Kurtz was about to be arrested for murder.
I don't follow, sir. Murdered who?
Kurtz had ordered the execution of some Vietnamese intelligence agents, men he believed were double agents. So he took matters into his own hands.
Well, you see, Willard, in this war, things get confused out there. Power, ideals, the old morality, and practical military necessity. But out there with these natives, it must be a temptation to be God. Because there's a conflict in every human heart between the rational and the irrational, between good and evil. And good does not always triumph. Sometimes the dark side overcomes what Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. Every man has got a breaking point. You and I have them. Walt Kurtz has reached his. And very obviously, he has gone insane.
Yes, sir. Very much so, sir. Obviously insane.
Your mission is to proceed up the Nung River in a Navy patrol boat. Pick up Colonel Kurtz's path at Nu Mung Ba. Follow it, learn what you can along the way. When you find the colonel, infiltrate his team by whatever means available, and terminate the colonel's command.
Terminate.
He's out there operating without any decent restraint, totally beyond the pale of any acceptable human conduct. And he's still in the field commanding troops.
Terminate with extreme prejudice.
You understand, Captain, that this mission does not exist, nor will it ever exist.
Okay, so that's how a real meeting to kill somebody already authorized by the White House happens. I thought people that involve them, that is extremely accurate. Millis did a great job getting that together. And a separate issue, you knew the scene before you even played it, that you were saying you work for the CIA. That's pretty accurate.
Oh, yeah. Although every time we go into that, it's like asking me to commit public hara-kiri. I've been in rooms where conversations, I'm not going to discuss the area, but where odd conversations are held in this vague, you know, Seinfeld satirized it beautifully with that thing about, you know, where we're here, where, when they sit with two spooks sometime, sit them down, they're like, well, we're here, but we're not here. They do have this very vague way of making you understand, and the longer they know you, their goal is to get so they can be as vague as possible to the point almost they barely need to speak.
There needs to be a weather change for this person. They need to go to vacation. Well, everybody knows that even the mafia or even like a fictitious movie like or show like Yellowstone is like, take him to the train station.
Yeah.
You don't have 12 colonels and they're all meeting. We're going to kill this guy.
You know, you ever hear Tony the Chin Gigante? He was the head of the Genovese the last
time. Yeah.
He had a big chin, but also he would walk around like he was a nutcase in his bathrobe and slippers in Brooklyn with these two bodyguards, and he was just muttering to them under his breath what he needed done. And then the whole chain of command knew that all you needed to say was, listen, this needs to happen to that person, and touch your chin as you did. It means it's an order from Tony the Chin. And so, like, he could keep his name out of everything. Finally, you know how the feds caught him that time? It was Rudy. You know how they finally caught him? Because he just walked around. He never plotted inside. He was afraid of...
On the street.
Yeah, you know how they finally caught him? They got over a weekend like hundreds of used cars that they had all wired up the hubcaps. So even as they rounded the block, they could still be recorded.
They clipped it together.
Rudy Giuliani did that.
So you don't believe that meeting at Fort Huachuca with 12 colonels and we're going to kill him? And
I don't know the details or any of that. However, I don't know the details of any of that yet. It's time I dig in on it or start listening to it. I don't have any. I do think that smart minds think that there's the normal story that the is.
I agree with that.
Really odd.
You know, we broke the Patel order to cover up.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Gee, I hate to say it because I've shaken hands with him once. He was a nice guy, but I'm not sure he's. I think he's over his head. He's never done any sort of big management project. Why do you think he would cover it up?
He just ordered him not to look at foreign involvement until he gave him the evidence. We pulled mainstream articles months after I broke it. It's all confirmed. So we're not saying don't look at it. We just can't then imagine a meeting and then put a bunch of people with alibis in it, and then I'm supposed to go along with it.
That can seem reckless, the way that they do it. Although I've also seen it from the other side. Like when we were first doing this election investigation, we were just getting, it was like showing up on a murder scene. Pardon the metaphor. And we had all these different leads coming in, and we were trying to keep them secret, but they would leak. And so you start hearing these crazy stories about Korean jets coming in with ballots and stuff. You know, that's one of dozens of leads that come in that we have to investigate. I think she's in the mode of feeling she's just got it, and maybe she should do a little more investigation more thoroughly before she's floating.
Well, that's what I was nice about a week and a half ago, but now it's moved past that.
Has it? I haven't. Yeah,
and later, Trump is dropping major election fraud information.
Yeah.
And Mike Lindell heard. I heard it too. What have you heard? I heard like early mid January, Trump's. I broke a month before he said it. They're about to release some big stuff.
Yeah, I shouldn't comment on timing, but I'm confident that Trump gets the joke. Trump is no longer. He's the man we've always wanted him to be. He's taking action. He finally has got lost. He's been exasperated with what's happened, and he's becoming the Trump of the television show.
We have these clips coming up at the end of the show next hour where he's now releasing the depositions with the election fraud experts proving it all. Yeah. Remote access, fraud, all of it.
See, those are guys I've been working with for 5 years. Clay Farik is a 27-year Air Force veteran doing penetration testing, seven of them at the EAC. So he knows this stuff inside and out. He did it, and another former Green Beret, Ben Cotton. I mean, they've had an NSA guys like Jim Penrose. We've had the best guys in the country, and the government has now had its own people come in to even take the work much further. Well, they have this completely decoded. It's just shocking what you're going to see in the video.
That's what Trump said a week ago. He said, we have truckloads. We have the whole proof we're releasing it soon.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to talk elections, well, that's one of the three stories I'm here to talk about with you today. If you want, we could just play that election clip I just sent.
No, well, let's start at the beginning because you brought this in. The three stories. Let's talk about Venezuela paying money into lobbying firms that are connected to the White House. And from your research, who's who here?
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
It's a big deal. And there's good news and there's bad news. And I should say bad news and good news. This is so story one is another in our episode of Know Your Venezuelan Mafiosis. You cool with that? Did people
Let's do it. Get the floor going.
Okay. Know your vet. There's a new one to talk about today. His name's Raul Gorin. He's the financier of the Cartel del Solis. Okay.
We have AC shots up. Let's pull this up, guys. Yep.
Put his video up. Follow along, please. The first photo, please. Now, the first, well, the portrait photo of him.
Right here. Just okay. Overhead shot, guys. I'll make it easy. I got an order for him.
Yeah, the headshot. There we go. That's Raul Gorin. He's an absolute monster. He's like the kind of guy out of Scarface who saws people, has his men saw people up with chainsaws type of stuff. He's the financier to the cartel. I have actually known somebody who's been, two people who've been with him in the room as he ordered multiple people being whacked. He has built over his lifetime in Venezuela, a massive, photo two please, network of companies. And
I'll do it. We'll have to do it here.
Okay. Network of companies that I won't go into, except they're set up for money laundering. So he's got real estate companies in the United States and construction companies. So he can have cash go into the real estate companies, pay his construction companies, get legalized and back into the banking system. Everything's really set up to launder money. He's like that. What's that TV show? Ozarks or something. You ever see that show about the money?
I haven't watched it, but I heard about
it. It's a hell of a, it's like Breaking Bad, only with hillbillies. So one of those companies, let's go to, and an important one, go to the next photo, please, is the next photo. Oh, you got this one.
We'll do it old-fashioned-wise.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it old-fashioned-wise. That seems to be more reliable. Is Globovision, which is basically the CNN of Venezuela. Have you heard of this yet?
Yes,
Globovision?
I have.
It's one of the networks, and it's one of the nodes in this network. Globovision, if we turn to the next slide, Globovision hired Ballard Partners for $300,000. So I told you I've got some bad news and some good news. Hired Ballard Vision, Ballard Partners for $300,000, ostensibly to, well, let me tell you first how this guy works.
See the name Susie Wiles right there.
Susie Wiles. However, the good news is she turned out to hold firm. The bad news is he found another way in, which I'll be telling you. Stay tuned. So here's how he bribes you. You want to know how he blackmails people? I know the guy. So I'm going to drop a big secret that's way illegal, and I don't care. The CIA, so I don't mean to be pugnacious with the CIA, but I'm not ever supposed to say that. He's a CIA asset. And the important thing to know is he became so in the Brennan Obama years. He's been a CIA asset for Brennan and Obama.
And we even had, like, 6 months ago, Maduro say, I was told to do this by Biden. We were told to flood you. We're working for your FBI.
Correct. Yeah. He said, we'll show you the paperwork. So his recruiter, the guy who recruited him into the agency, told me how he bribes people and blackmails them. And he hires you to do a $1 million job. He says, get a crypto wallet, and he sends you $10 million. And he says, just keep it. And he doesn't care. It's cartel cash. He's got infinite cash. But if you accept that, he owns you. He tried to do that to Susie Wiles.
I've had the same thing when I had the CIA come to me a few times, which reported to the FBI. They're like, here's a $3 million check. Here's $8 million. Just keep it. Just take the check.
Yeah, then they own you. That my understanding, well, we have the paperwork, and this is public record. She was on the filing with taking the Ballard Partners. And one also has to bring up that Pam Bondi worked at Ballard Partners until February of this year. However, the good news is, my understanding is, when they tried to do that to her, she refused it. She stood tall. On the other hand, they found some other way in because...
Oh, Mike Pence?
Pence and Raul. And as far as I know, I actually know the name. Susie was clean. That's important to know. One of them is a name I'm not supposed to leave my lips until later.
But he's at the DOJ.
No, it's not him. He's somebody, another one. Another name. I think I may have used it like a year ago with you. And then I was warned, don't ever use that name again. But we've located 20 spies. This team I call Alphabet Gary, Zorro, and myself as the financier and sort of Sancho Panza to them. Have you had Gary on?
No, we need to come back and have one with you. But the point is, you have the public filings.
Yeah.
Susie Wiles,
but she's
lobbying firm, I understand, and Pam Bondi.
So it's Rick Grenell. Rick Grinnell.
Oh, you just said it.
Yeah, Rick Grinnell. But no, he's not the main event. The main event is someone else. But Rick Grinnell has been carrying water for them. And Pam Bondi, I hope they should at the very least have, I mean, who, I'm nobody's priest. They should at the very least have disclosed to Trump that they had been paid lobbyists for this cartel financier. And presumably, if they did not, if somebody did not disclose that and took money, we would agree up front that is inappropriate. We don't need to. That's not going to be
a treason word.
Yeah. Okay. However, the good news is Susie Wallace stood tall against it and refused it. But somehow, I don't know how, I'm not saying he got any money. I'm not alleging anything like that. All I can tell you is Rick Grinnell is one of the guys who's been fighting to carry, and Laura Loomer is being paid by Chevron. And she said that to somebody very dear to me. Tried to recruit somebody very dear to me. Laura Loomer's been paid, and Chevron is Venezuela. Are you aware that
Laura Loomer just came out out of a clear blue sky and said that she told me to go after Candace Owens, which wasn't even true.
She
It's a whole other story. It was just like she was on as a guest like 5 weeks ago, and she's like sending me stuff about Tucker being Qatari and all this. So I call her up and I go, I don't think that's true. But I said, you know, blah blah blah. And then as soon as the Candace Owens thing happened, she goes, I told Alex to do this, knowing that it would immediately say that it was like Mossad or something. So she like literally, in my view, whether it was publicity or what, came to the aid of their cover up.
Yeah, she was paid by Chevron. She tried to recruit somebody I know.
Really?
And Chevron, just so you know, if you look up the headquarters of Chevron, the legal holding company is a certain address in Amsterdam, Netherlands. It's the
same. Well, listen, I had no idea.
Same address as
we haven't really talked to you, got on live here, except, you know, saying hi and stuff. You told me a little bit.
Okay.
I had no idea we were bringing up Laura Loomer. Did you even know Laura Loomer is like in the middle of all my business right now?
No,
trying to like literally at the perfect moment when I'm trying to expose stuff, like just swoops in with this big thing. I mean,
she's paid by Chevron. She tried to recruit someone I know. So let's move on. So, but the good news, I can't speak for Pam. I have heard that Susie stood tall and refused it. And I've been curious about why Pam and Rick Grinnell have been super accommodative of Venezuela. I'm not alleging anything inappropriate, but surely they owe an answer, at least to the president. Did they or did they not inform him that they were paid lobbyists for the financier cartel?
Well, surely Laura Loomer knew, coming in at the moment that I'm exposing what Candace Owens is doing and acting like she was behind it, would discredit what I was doing because she wasn't involved in it. Who would even, like, people are like saying, that looks bad.
Is that like out of left field? It's just coming
100%.
Out? 100%.
Gotcha. Like, you think that she's telling me what to do? Are you kidding?
Well, these are...
So my point is that I'm like, why is Candace Owens saying congressmen are at this event, you know, plan of killing of somebody? It's not true. I'm like, why are you doing this? So now they're all suspect.
Here's...
Man, it's giving me a headache. I can tell you that right now. We'll be right back. I didn't plug last hour. Because I've been so focused on the news. If I don't plug, we won't be here because I'm not funded by the Qataris or the Israelis or the Russians or the Jews or the Easter bunnies. I am funded by you. So I'm going to sell you products that really work so you want them. Now, we got two different flavors, Fruit Punch and in Freedom Mango. I didn't name this. It's a very, it looks like a firecracker. It's a beautiful cover. Ultimate power. How about unlimited power? And for palpitating. But it really is a pre-workout, post-workout, Turbo Force 2.0. I mean, this is seriously powerful, super high quality. Everything it does for your body is next level. Ignites mental clarity and focus, cleans, sustains energy, enhance blood flow and endurance, supports daily cognitive function. L-citrulline converts to L-arginine. Don't know what that does. We got the best formula of it. It's amazing. L-theanine, relax, wake up, clarity and focus. Natural caffeine from coffee concentrated. Vitamin B12, the highest quality. B6 and more. This is really strong. If you love Turbo Force, you're going to love Ultimate Power. We should call it Unlimited Power. I remember Palpatine on the cover. The point is that it funds the operation. I said, hey, we need a clone of this product or make it better. And, you know, for their store. And they said, okay, this is what they came out with. I've been on them for a year to do this. It's really strong. Tiny little scoop. This thing, by the way, is heavy. This is like a whole bunch of servings, like a couple months worth. So get yours now. I like the Fruit Punch flavor. And by the way, today's the one of the last days where you can get 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, Shilajit, and more at thealexjonesstore.com. Thanks for your support. Hour number four is straight ahead.
Oh,
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.